A near-capacity crowd filled the tiered seats and the floor of the U.S. Bank Arena as local dignitaries, sponsors, and officials of the German organization Interkultur began the opening ceremony for the World Choir Games last night. President Obama sent a written message as well. Cincinnati's Mayor Mark Mallory proudly welcomed the crowd.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome the World Choir Games for 2012 to Cincinnati, USA, the city that sings.
The games were officially opened by the ringing of the World Peace Bell and the singing of the official song written by Grammy Award-winning gospel star Kirk Franklin. Franklin described how he felt being part of the games.
It's the power of music and how it doesn't have any color, how it doesn't have any discrepancy, how it doesn't have any prejudice. It's just a powerful thing.
Choirs from countries including Venezuela, France, and Romania entered in a Flags of Nations procession.
And the United States of America.
Arriving at the arena an hour and a half before the ceremony with suit coat in hand, Cincinnati Pops conductor John Morris Russell, who also took center stage, was ready for the event envisioned by his predecessor, the late Eric Kunzel.
And to just see groups of kids from around the world hanging out downtown and people starting to come down to the arena, this is just an extraordinary event.
Kunzel, who died nearly 3 years ago, was acknowledged as in memoriam artistic director of the 2012 World Choir Games during last night's opening ceremony. The games will fill numerous performance venues and the streets of Cincinnati and surrounding communities with music through July 14th. 15,000 performers from more than 360 choirs will compete in 23 categories of the games or participate in non-competitive evaluation sessions.
Thank you, Cincinnati. We love you. Thank you for hosting the games.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.